800.
Does that mean it's local?
345.
15-15.
Excuse me?
Your item number, please?
The one that makes you hear good?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know what you're referring to, sir. What kind of item was it?
Stick it in your ear and you hear good.
He didn't show anything that you would stick in your ear to make you hear good.
Panasonic, you stick it up in your ear.
Okay, we had a cordless phone, but you don't stick it in your ear.
Well, I want one of them.
You want a cordless phone?
Yeah, ma'am.
This one, please.
No, ma'am.
Can I have your membership number?
So if I don't understand correctly, you just stick it up in your ear and you hear it, it's like magic, you hear again?
No, you don't stick it in your ear. It's a cordless phone.
How do you hear things on it?
How do you hear on a cordless phone?
Yes, ma'am.
You put it up to your ear.
But
it's like the phone you're talking on now? That's all it is.
You mean I can't stick it up in my ear or fix my problems?
I wouldn't stick it in your ear. It's a little too big to stick in your ear, no, sir.
What if I get it stay up in there and it don't fit? Can I return it?
Well, you wouldn't be able to stick it in your ear.
Well, how do you know what my ear looks like?
Well, I know for a fact that it wouldn't be able to go in your ear.
How do you know that? You don't know me.
Okay. Well, you can't stick most people. And this day and time can't stick a cordless phone in their ear. Unless your ear is more than 5 3/4 of an inch in height and 5 3/4 of an inch in wide, then you wouldn't be able to stick it in your ear.
And now you're getting an attitude with me.
I'm not getting an attitude with you. I'm just saying you can't stick a cordless phone in your ear.
Well, you know, whether it's a cordless phone or, you know, a spatula, if I want to stick it in my ear, I should be able to stick it in my ear. Now you're trying to call and tell me I can't stick it up in my ear.
It wouldn't go in your ear now, I'm sorry.
How do you know it would go up in my ear? Where can I get one go up in my ear?
Well, sir, if you believe that a cordless phone can fit in your ear, then by all means, you can purchase it.
My doctor said I was supposed to buy one.
Your doctor said you're supposed to buy a cordless phone that sticks in your ear?
Yeah, ma'am. So I can't hear. I need it.
You sure he didn't say a hearing aid?
What do you mean? You said get a thing, go up in there, and I hear the words that come out of your mouth.
Well, if you hear fine, then there's no reason for you to try to stick a cordless phone in your ear.
You hear what I'm saying right now?
Can I hear what you're saying right now? What? I don't have a problem with hearing. No.
You got the phone in your ear right now?
I'm sorry?
You got one up in your ear right now, don't you?
No, I don't stick phones in my ear. Sorry.
How you hearing then? You hear my words?
We have a headset. We don't stick anything in our ear, though.
Well, I won't get the headset so I can hear the words come out of my mouth.
You want to get the headset so you can hear the words coming out of your mouth?
Yes, ma'am. My doctor said I got to get it just like when I drink water with my pills.
I'm sorry?
He said that if I don't want to take no more pills with it in the morning because they're all hard to swallow and such, that I get the ears and I can hear the words out of my mouth.
So the doctor told you if you don't take pills anymore that you get something that's sticking your ear, you won't have to take them?
Yes, ma'am.
You might want to check with the doctor to see what exactly that you would need to stick in your ear, because it wouldn't be a cordless phone.
He wrote me a letter saying I ain't supposed to stick no more Q-tips or pencils up there, because I can hurt it.
Yeah, if you can't stick Q-tips and pencils up there, then you can't stick a cordless phone.
Oh, no, man, this fit up in there just fine. He just said I ain't supposed to do it no more.
I'm not sure. Like I say, you might
want to
check with your doctor
and
call him and, you know, see what exactly he wants to
sit
here
with you for the call. Well, I'm a little bit hard of hearing. Maybe you could ask him for me. I've been in operation since 1912, and I don't have to sit here, and I know when I hear a scam. I knows it when I hear one.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Yes.
Was there anything else I can help you with?
You just send it over to my house, and if I don't think it fits, I'll send it back.
Okay, how are you going to pay for it?
I don't know.
Okay, we don't send items out unless we have payment.
I don't have any money in my house.
Okay, do you want to see if someone else can pay for it? We won't send it out unless
we see the payment. Well, you the doctor supposed to give me one once I pick it.
Contact your doctor about that, because unfortunately I don't have any records for it.
Well, put him up on here on the phone and I'll ask him.
You would have to call your doctor. I can't call your doctor. I don't know who your doctor is.
I don't understand what you're trying to say out your mouth.
Thank you.
close to my house.
Evening.
20 minutes.
Hold that.
Yes, I recorded every second of it.